Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly presented President Donald Trump with a golden pager during their meeting at the White House on Tuesday, February 4. While the exact reason for the gift was not publicly stated, it follows reports of a covert Israeli operation targeting Hezbollah operatives in Lebanon. What was the reported attack on Hezbollah? In September 2024, thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies allegedly used by Hezbollah operatives exploded, killing at least 30 people and injuring more than 3,400. The attack, widely attributed to Israel, reportedly involved explosives being planted inside communication devices used by the Iran-backed militant group. Some accounts suggest Israel used front companies to sell compromised equipment to Hezbollah before remotely detonating them. Following the explosions, Hezbollah escalated attacks against Israel, further heightening regional tensions. What gifts did Netanyahu and Trump exchange? Along with the golden pager, Netanyahu also gave Trump a standard pager. In return, Trump gifted Netanyahu a framed photo of their meeting with a handwritten dedication calling him a great leader. What did Trump say about Gaza? During a joint press conference with Netanyahu, Trump proposed that the U.S. play a role in Gaza's redevelopment. He outlined a plan to clear unexploded ordnance, demolish damaged buildings, and create economic opportunities for displaced residents. Trump also suggested that some Gazans might relocate if given alternatives, naming Jordan and Egypt as potential destinations, an idea both countries have publicly rejected. What happens next? Despite public opposition to Trump's proposal, some analysts, including former Israeli intelligence officer Avi Melamed, believe leaders in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan may privately view U.S. involvement in Gaza as a way to address long-standing security concerns related to Hamas.